Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, your favorite food podcast, and I'm your host, Carl Fiodini. Welcome to the show. We're podcasting on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive, and I get to eat it. Okay, so on today's menu, Chef Jeffrey, he did this really special, very special ham and cheese Sammy, and it hit the spot for me. He's going to get into what he did on that, and also what everyone should be doing with their leftover springtime food items that are sitting in your refrigerator. Thank you, Peninsula Food Service, for supplying the proteins for today's production. One of those is a 14-day dry-aged bone-in Duroc pork chop, which is fantastic. You've heard us talk about Chef Sean Rivera, a.k.a. Pooch, a.k.a. Foodie Patootie. Well, yeah, he's here in studio, and he's brought some Louisiana with him. Our New Orleans food contributor is in the house, and he's cooked up a badass soft shell crawfish and grits dish. Pooch is on deck. Jefferson, there's a clutch. You need to pop it. Get into that pre-shift, baby, and let's rock and roll. And by the way, I'm going to break it right now. April 20th, there's something really, really cool coming in Orlando. It's another farmer's craveable. Yeah, baby. Let's get into it. Now.
Which part?
All of it.
Farmer's craveable or what the menu was today? Man, out of all the things today, you really think that was your pick, the ham and cheese Sammy?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like this
craveable,
guttural sort of...
Just couldn't stop eating it, right? It was the crack cocaine.
It was. Yeah. I would have. Remember, didn't John just say something about like PG-13, NC-17? Like
that was fine. I didn't say anything like that. Gosh. It's addictive,
right? So, for me, I would have eaten the whole entire
thought you did.
Well, no, listen, it was a really sloppy eat, which is cool. Like, I'm down for that, right? But I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave the table where I was at, you know, the studio when John was taking the video. I couldn't leave there because it would have been a mess everywhere with it. So I had to finish my part of the Sammy. What do you want?
No, I saw the whatever he puts down for the background on the plate. He's like, look what he did. You use that as the plate.
All right. So I didn't do that. You created that. This was your foundation, your building, not mine.
Not really.
I just lived in the thing. You know what I mean? Like.
So the whole idea for this episode, for the food aspect of it, was we had one holiday last week of being St. Patrick's Day. This week we have coming up Easter, obviously. Those predominant foods that we have going on is usually, you know, last week was corned beef. We all know that. Or brisket, cabbage. This week it's either ham or lamb. What better way of taking stuff out? Like, you have a spiral of ham that's left over. Nobody, what are you going to do with it? Everyone makes ham and cheese sandwiches usually. I wanted to do a little bit of a riff on the croque monsieur, so we called it croque, what was this? And basically what I did one time when I was working for the Broadliner, I did a presentation to a huge company, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. My tomatoes finally came through, got some red tomatoes, made some tomato jam, and I ended up doing a tomato bisque spread. Let me just repeat that. Tomato bisque spread. That's where it comes from. That's the craveability right there.
Do you know what my favorite soup is?
Tomato bisque.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like the grilled cheese meets ham, and then you have the tomato bisque. What do you do with it? And I don't know where that come from, by the way. It's like, you know, I have to have a grilled cheese. Got to have tomato soup.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Campbell's that invented that. I don't know who did it, but my God.
Whoever did that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Spectacular job.
Thank you. But then, you know, the next thing I wanted to focus in on was last week we had the corned beef. What are we going to do with that? So we made a smoked corned beef hash, poached eggs. We had, I had a little bit of the Murasaki purple peppers that I grow. Added that to it for a little bit of heat. And John was like, just the right amount of heat when he was tasting it. So that was really awesome to hear that. And then the last two, I did a rendition of rack of lamb, did like an appetizer, took fresh corn, pureed that down after smoking it, had some roasted garlic in that, and added some fontina cheese for some creaminess to it, and then built that for the matcha green tea, a mint tea rub on the lamb, salt, pepper, and then did some edible flowers on that, and then did a twill, and the twill is green when you guys see these pictures. The twill is actually used to make it green. I didn't use food coloring. I actually used English pea puree to get that, so it added flavor and color to it. And then the last one, I did a lamb roulade. And then I stuffed that with spinach, feta cheese, pistachios, shawarma, fresh tomatoes right from the garden. Love saying that now. And salt, pepper, and then ouzo marmalade. So there's a lot of layers in there. And then we just kind of rolled that up, trussed it, and then served that with green English pea puree, potato puree, because that part of that competition that I mentioned on my behind the scenes, which is the 28th, it's the cabbage potato bacon festival, and one of those three items is going to be in my mystery basket that I'm going against, not one but two phenomenal ACF chefs, Chef Lance Cook, CEC, and all those other different abbreviations after him, so I don't want to go continuing because I don't want to get them wrong, and then Jason Lin, who's also been on the show, CEC, but both these guys just went through their master chefs apprenticeship, or it's like when they go and they see if they can go, it's like their combine for chefs to go do the master chefs, and these two just went for that, so it's pretty cool that I'm going to go have a competition with those guys. And then you just made the announcement for the one and only 420, April 20th, ta-dum, April 20th, is going to be the Farmer's Craveable Dinner, but not just with the Walk and Talk. You want to say who it's going to be?
Go for it.
It's going to be with the Porch Butcher Shop in Winter Garden.
Yep.
Meadery. Yeah. Right there.
In Winter Garden. Like, first of all, the Porch brand, they've been around a little bit now, and everybody in Orlando knows who these people are, and they do a fabulous job.
Yes, Chef Steven, Chef Josh, we were on the phone Tuesday revamping the menu. It's going to be called Munchies. There's six different courses, five of which... three of the chefs over there have got, two I've got,
And then there's another chef couple called Nightingale Ice Cream Sandwiches. They're cookie sandwiches that they hand make. They actually fill it by hand. There's going to be like different desserts from them they're going to have there. So it's really going to be cool to, you know, see that and kind of taste that, see what the difference is from that kind of style of ice cream. But definitely, I'm going to tell you right now, the food is just going to be exceptional.
I can't wait for this. And, you know, we're going to have some Creekstone Farm on there. We're mm-hmm. going to have some Sweetwater Coffee. I believe they're coming on board again with us for this outing. There's a lot of really good... That's a great meal. Was it seven courses?
Five courses that are being like savory. One course is going to, there is going to be another one. There's going to be like a grazing table of charcuterie when you first get there.
That's what I need in my life.
you need a graze.
I need a grazing table.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah. So that's going to be, technically there will be seven, but there also is going to be liquor. I think we're beer, at least beer and wine. I know that for a fact. Mm.
Yeah, so listen, if you're a foodie, dare I say, influencer, and you're in the Central Florida area, the Orlando area, and you'd like to go to this event, reach out. Go to the website and do the contact thing and get in touch with us or hit us up on the socials.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
I think that I'm going to drop the menu probably today. We revamped it yesterday at Dingley. Then I put it in. I actually did a cut and paste. And someone goes, why is there chicken marsala? Why don't we switch to chicken marsala? That was me.
You know, I was doing the real life, facepalm. Shake my head facepalm.
At least it was caught.
It is a 420 themed event or whatever,
but there will not be any 420 there.
Right. I get that. But the point is the fact that you put out the, it was just all fitting.
Oh, of course, especially with one of the chefs said, did you hit the pipe already? I'm like, that's the problem.
Yes. We all know.
But it will be a themed 420. I want to make sure everyone realizes it's a themed 420, but it's not 420. There's no THC, no CBD in it at all.
Right. Yeah.
But we're definitely going to have some fun with it.
Yeah, but, people are going to probably come primed to eat.
Hence the reason why we called it the munchies.
Right.
There is one of the, I can't wait for this to go out there, but when you look at the names of the dishes, you'll understand real quick where they came from. And I possibly might have been hitting the pipe at that point.
All right.
Just going to say.
Enough. All right, Millennium Falcon over there. Take it easy.
Don't hate on the Millennium Falcon.
I'm not. All right. And you know what? Enough with you. Okay.
Where's Sean?
Where is he? Let's usher. You ready? Let's get. you see what's going on here? All right.
Chew the deer.
Pooch. Foodie patootie in the house, studio, in the flesh. Man, and he came with the food. All right. Before you get into anything, okay, let's talk about what you cooked up.
I cooked
Wait.
Up.
Okay. Say it nice and slow. Nice and pretty. Go ahead.
Think Lou Rawls.
Ooh, hey.
You'll never
funky
find.
Like Lou Rawls. Yeah. So, first of all, it's great to be here, guys. The camaraderie. I love being here. First time I got to see Silent John in action. He actually said a few words as well. But it's just amazing to be at Ibis Studios. Amazing to be here. And you guys remind me of my college days. It's a fraternal thing, and I love being with you guys. It reminds me of the great lamb chop caper of Dallas last year, of the World Food Championship.
Oh, God.
So those were just good times, and those were times when we bonded, and we had to go in and kind of fend for ourselves and figure out what was going on in the social media world and podcast world, and we nailed it. So it's great to be here and finally be at the studios recording with you guys. But what I did bring was some LTE soft shell crawfish, which we tried. We all had the honor of trying in Dallas at the World Food Championships. And me being from New Orleans in Louisiana, I'd never tried that before. I tried soft shell crab, soft shell, actually just soft shell crab. But they were amazing. We tried it with dad sauce. So I decided to kind of bring back a little bit of nostalgia from when we were in Dallas, brought some soft shell crawfish with me from LTE. Thank you, Todd. And brought some dad sauce. Thank you, Scott Green. And went ahead and utilized the Peninsula Food dry aged Duroc pork chop, stuffed that with some boudin that you made, Jeff. Phenomenal boudin. I would think you were from New Orleans.
Thank you.
And then just kind of made a simple dish, made a beurre blanc out of the dad sauce and blackened the crawfish, blackened the pork chop, and did it over a little bit of smoked corn grits, and did a kind of southern spin on some things. Normally you'd have, you know, shrimp and grits, fish and grits. We did a soft shell crawfish and grits, and it was amazing. I'm glad to, honored to be here. Honored to be here.
Well, we were glad that you came by, number one. Number two, the dish was fire.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, dish was fire. The photography, the food pics that John did are amazing.
Wow.
Wait till they come out. Wait till they come out. It's great.
So yeah, to go back to that beurre blanc, though, that was stellar.
Yeah.
Like, I think you need to break that one down a little bit, because you said it's not that difficult, but I realized when you're talking to people and they reach out and they're like, hey, what's that recipe for this? And you tell them, oh, it's 50 grams of this, 50 grams of that. Like, well, what pan am I going to use? Mm. So you got to be, this is something I'm learning as a chef when we're talking to people who are not in the business. We got to be really specific, but break down that way you did it for that beurre blanc.
Normally how you would do any kind of other beurre blanc, you would, you know, saute your onions, garlic, maybe throw some botanicals in. I threw a little bit of rosemary in there, let that sweat out, added a little bit of white wine. Since we were in Florida, we used a little bit of grapefruit, just things that are, you know, for the acidity. And we're in Florida, why not use a grapefruit? Normally I would use lemon or maybe orange juice, but let that reduce down really, really well, touch of cream, and then add that sauce to it. And so normally people would add a touch of, you know, whatever they would want to, you know, utilize to kind of give it a hint of something. But the dad sauce really rounded it out. It was almost like a barbecue butter, but it wasn't. It was something that is really cool and just innovative. I wouldn't say so innovative. It's not cutting edge, but it's really something that somebody could do at home. And that's really when I wanted to demonstrate what you could do at home. But all you do is then you mount it with butter and you slowly emulsify that into it becoming solid and not breaking. And then, you can dip your finger in and eat. It's that good. You know,
yeah, so, it was really good.
And that's why it doesn't have to be cutting edge. You know, mm-hmm. This doesn't have to be like the next newest thing like that. No, it just needs to be delicious. And it hit the mark on being delicious.
Well, I mean, especially because you get it with grits that are smoked. So you've got, you know, the fat and because of the cream and the cheese.
And you smoke the corn too.
And you smoke the corn.
So that went into grits too.
Right. So that's another layer of complexity added to it. Then you've got the blackening seasoning. You got the crawfish. Then you've got the pork on top of the boudin. So there's a lot of layers there. The reason why he really chose that grapefruit and the dat sauce is it brightens the palate. So it really complemented, and I don't want to say took away, but kind of cleansed your palate as you're eating all that different food. It brought everything separate. It was great, but together it was just, you know, symphony.
Yeah. And the grapefruit, the grits are so fatty with the heavy cream and the butter. And then, you know, the pork chop was really juicy and fatty as well, in a good way. And so, you know, the acidity cut through the fat, and, you know, and the dat sauce has that red pepper hint. And,
yeah.
You know, it just was really, really good. I never tried that before, but I knew I wanted to showcase all those things from Louisiana while I was here. And it really came out really well. I'm very impressed, and very impressed with dat sauce, guys. Check it out.
Yeah, Scott does a terrific job over there.
That he does.
Yeah.
And LTE crawfish, you know, soft shell crawfish, which isn't common. And nope. The other day I had one, I brought it to a chef in New Orleans, a sushi chef, and he fried it and put it into a roll. You know, normally you use snow crab or what have you. Soft shell, I'm not soft shell, but fried, you know, things that you put in one of the rolls. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So things like that from New Orleans or Louisiana that you don't really see that are being showcased, and people are trying to, you know, figure out new and cool things.
We had, what, 7 pounds when we were at the actual auditorium when we first tried them?
That was the first time I've ever moved. Had. Yeah, that was my first experience with soft shell crawfish. And I
yours ate, too, right?
Mine too, yeah.
All three of us.
47 years in Louisiana.
Yeah, I lived back in 96, 97. I was in Louisiana for almost 2 years. Never saw that. We went back 4 or 5 times since. Never saw it.
All I know is I ate those crawfish like I was on death row and tomorrow was my day.
Yeah. I mean, like, I felt like James Woods and the Family Guy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. And if you had it by itself, it was fantastic. But then they gave you that sauce. That was over.
Yeah.
Literally.
I
done.
Know. That was such a great experience. I almost don't want to bring it up anymore.
Because, again, we talk about it.
We talk about it so much. But if you say it too strongly, you have to say it in a whisper.
It's still passion that we have for that. Because you know what? It's,
or you can lose it.
You can be like the, Godfather.
Mm. All right. So what the hell are you doing in Florida? Why are you here? You're in Tampa.
I'm in Tampa visiting with my people, which are you guys. But, we're...
Wait. I'm not going to hang out there later.
You're like family.
Yeah, come here. Get out of here. All right, no, but so we were talking about getting Pooch on here. And he says, we'll do the call-in thing, whatever. I said, whoa. I said, no. I said, you need to find a way. Let's get you here. And this week could be in studio.
So I started walking last week.
It was a long journey.
Long.
We get you here. Obviously, we get you on the, in-house with the mic. It's great, right? It's better than a phone call. But it's still, long story short, I wanted to get you cooking. And I wanted to get some photography with you. And I wanted to start documenting, your journey with us, with Walk and Talk. Because now you're doing more with Walk and Talk Media, Walk and Talk Podcast. You're trying to put some deals together. And I'm going to let you talk about that and the direction that we're heading.
One way to think about this, guys, especially the listeners out there and people who have grand ideas and the big ideas, should I say, there's 9 billion people in this world, debatable 8 billion, 9 billion, whatever. But when you look at that, literally 0.0001% of 9 billion, it's just 9,000 people. If you could get that person to buy a $10 product monthly, 9,000 people to buy out of 9 billion people, that's $90,000 a month. So when you look at that and you look at product development and where we are as a podcast and where you guys have taken this podcast to the number one status in the country, and we're ranking all over the world now, people come to us every day via email. I'm getting emails. All of y'all are getting emails saying like, hey, what would it take for you to speak about my product, to help me push my product to new levels and what have you. And here we are being able to round that out and able to give a consulting service of a sorts to people to help them develop the flavor profiles, develop what their product may be, develop through e-commerce rather than being on grocery stores and competing with everyone, utilizing our platform and utilizing our experience in this game for the last 30, 40 years to help other chefs and people create products to sell in e-commerce, food products. So from whether it be, what I've done with Juvenile and in his marketing and branding with his hot sauce, his alcoholic beverage with Urban South, his hot chiwis, what we're able to do through Old Time New Orleans and create flavor profiles. And we're expanding as we go. But, Carl, with your seasoned game of, literally thousands of accounts that you've created, millions of dollars that you've created for many, many companies and in sales. And you're the guru of that. Jeff, with your flavor profiles, you're doing all these different things. We've come together as Voltron, formed together to be able to sell other people's products via e-commerce, via this platform. And it's hard to explain, but at the same time,
one of the things that you, I'm sorry for interrupting. One of the things you stipulated there is the store and the e-commerce. So the difference between that is monumental, because for someone who wants to get their sauce into a store, there are certain hoops. There's big hoops, actually. There's huge hoops to get inside a store. There's huge hoops to get inside a broadliner. What does it take to get e-commerce?
it takes a great idea, but it takes the people to help you facilitate that. And now that we have this team via Walk and Talk, we can help any chef who contacts us all the time and says, help me promote myself, whether it be through, you know, help me get into news articles, help me do this, help me find a person that can help me with PR, do all these things. Now we can be that in-house source. So we can help you develop the profiles. We can help you figure out your branding. We can help you with your food photography. But at the same time, we can help you via, you know, Noah with Online Brand Builder, sell products and move that those products via e-commerce. It's hard for me to explain, guys. I apologize, but it's
There's nothing to there's nothing to apologize. See, excuse me. So here's the deal. We have a growing family of professionals that are not only just in the food business, but they're in the business, and you know that has to do with all sorts of branding. And, you know, websites and photography and just all sorts of things that we're bringing together. And I love the Voltron 1980s, you know, Voltron.
Defender of the universe.
Yes, I love it. But yeah, I mean, you're just putting all these things together. And between manufacturers, the brand itself, distribution, retail, there's a lot of different angles and components to this where our relationships, the pie is expanding per se, right? So that pie is getting bigger, the pie of relationships. And we're getting to a point where we can start this plug and play scenario. And I think that's what you're getting at. You know,
there's no longer a gatekeeper. And we've all vetted each other to know that we're not gatekeepers. What we'd love to do is lend a hand and bring people up. And it's pretty easy to do when everyone is there to help each other and not, you know, throw a roadblock in to make sure that other major brands won't let you have space on the shelves in grocery stores, won't let you do these different things. We, having the number one food podcast and having the credentials through our seasoning, per se, pun intended, of in the industry, but we also have the relationships from the people who manufacture, whether it be ice cream, chips, snacks. We're working on a soda that we can't really talk about, but we there's a lot of different things that we are NDA signed. That's why it's kind of hard for me to explain, but at the same time, able to facilitate for anyone. So it's really just saying it's a call to action to anyone out there who has an idea. Let us know what your idea is. Obviously, we'll sign an NDA, but we'll help you facilitate those ideas and bring it to the world via this podcast. And we're finally able to do that.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
Yeah, I think we're where we are now in March, end of March this year, compared to any of the other, what are we doing? It's now 4 years, coming up in 4 years. Yeah, we've hit a place where opportunities are presenting, and now we just need to kind of, you know, make it happen, as they say. Turn up the heat, cook it.
Yeah, I think for me, what's really... draws me in is the e-commerce side of things than being on a shelf, because being on a shelf is a lot of real estate that needs to be talked about. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of outlay. E-commerce, you can just put it basically, if you've got a, you know, there's certain business licenses obviously you need. What some of these people do have that have these ideas, like Pooch mentioned, is they have everything done. They just don't know how to market themselves. And I think that's where we can fill the gap as well. Not only helping them get in the e-commerce, but actually market for them.
You know, and you, for instance, you have a gentleman like who's been on the podcast and who's going to be working with us in the near future, John McFadden out of Australia. No one knows really who John McFadden is outside of the food competitive world, which is growing by the minute, seriously. But no one in the United States knows him as a chef. He's not an Emeril Lagasse. He's not on Food Network. He's not on all these networks where people pay to play. At the end of the day, yes, we have consultation fees and things like that, but at the, we're still, we want to see you win.
Right.
And we have all of the means to plug you into the right way. And at the end of the day, this is the number one food podcast. So we can help you get it down from the idea on paper all the way to promoting your brand and your idea and your product here and in other places, but all over the world via our allies, via the people we have out there and the streams of distribution via e-commerce.
And by the way, chefs and GMs everywhere, if you're not reaching out to Ibis Images for your food photography,
what is wrong with you?
There's some issues.
Yeah.
I'm like just going to float that.
Today's shots.
Amazing.
Magical. And I say that all the time, but every single time that camera clicks off, it's just amazing.
That's why it's hard for me to kind of explain this to the world listening right now, because I don't want to make it seem like it's an infomercial. You know, like I didn't come here to do that, but it really is where we're going with this brand as Walk and Talk, on how we can help facilitate people in fulfilling their dreams, but through food. And that's, we all had our expertise, and you know, and before I even jumped on board with you guys did this to kind of keep the industry alive during COVID, you know, and keep things fresh and keep people informed. And thank God that you have all the experience, Carl, in sales and whatnot. So a lot of salespeople listen, industry people listen. John, you have all the food photography and styling. And then, you know, Jeff, you're ACF president for Florida, the Hollywood branch, you know, all these different things that bring people together to follow this podcast as kind of the authority on things and to see what's cutting edge and to see what's coming next. And now we have that opportunity to help anybody who is willing to help themselves build their brand and not just be stuck in a kitchen for the rest of their lives.
You know, it's funny. He just mentions for their brand, right? And it's brought me to a story that I was just going at it from a local restaurant recently over by the Grove Crate. I was telling you about it, John. There's this restaurant called Falabella. It's a pasta restaurant right there in downtown, the Wesley Chapel. And I went in with just this, oh, great, I'm going to go out. What's this going to be about? Because you have this expectation now that the service industry is not servicing. We're not making memorable events. We're not creating memories, per se. We went in, had a five top, literally got done with my meal, stood up, went over, introduced myself to Chef Corey, said, hey, I'm, you know, Jeffrey, I want to let you know. Didn't tell him who I was wearing a Bacon Cartel t-shirt. He goes, what do you do with them? I go, well, I am them. I'm the kingpin. And he chuckled. He goes, I follow you. He goes, your stuff is awesome. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. I just want to let you know your team rocked it. Their server, Nicole, Anthony, there's a third server. She was running around too. They were so on point. I was so delighted that after I left, I'm telling you guys, I'm telling everybody on the podcast, I've been telling everybody. And I think that's the thing that Pooch is mentioning, is in a roundabout way, the community we have now is that we have to focus on the positive things that people are doing and trying to lift them up, like you said. So it's exactly falls into play. Like, I'm trying to help these guys out. And that's what we should be focusing on, is lifting everybody up as a community. And thanks for bringing that to the attention. Sorry about that.
You know, and for the price of a cup of coffee every month, you can help a chef.
You can help me get a cup of coffee.
I had to walk to Tampa.
It's been 2 months.
I tell you what, though, being out here and you know, flying from with all these people from New Orleans here and talking with everybody and them asking me why I was coming to Tampa, what I was coming for, it's so crazy to see the world embracing food and not via what's sold to us, how we're expected to digest that.
Right.
And so, I mean, people were very intrigued to hear that I'm coming to be on a podcast. I'm coming to do these different things and differently. And they wanted to know how, you know, how does that work? You know, before I even jumped on, before it was always, I always looked at it as like smoke and mirrors. I didn't understand it. You know, like what's going on, the Wizard of Oz in the background. And then now
it's still like that.
It kind of is still like that. Kudos to John. But,
He keeps everything together.
It's complicated as it is. And when I realize, you know, and that's how we have all these eureka moments, when we have these, you know, Zoom calls and all these other things, it's like, it's it comes natural for us. And the reason it comes natural for us is because we are well seasoned, and we just know what we know, and we know how to provide that service for other people. And it's time to be able to let other people have that opportunity as well.
You know, I was explaining to somebody how you were coming in from New Orleans.
At least you explained to somebody else. Yeah. Not me.
No.
Or John.
Well,
Pooch is here?
He keeps everything. You guys got to be kept on your toes.
All right? Obviously.
I don't want you guys getting lulled in
ballerina.
So, but listen, I'm having a couple of people I've spoken to, and I'm like, yeah, you know, Pooch is coming in from New Orleans, whatever. And I'm like, what, just to be on the show? Like, just to be on the podcast? But some people simply don't understand the power of voice and this whole audio thing, right? And how it touches people, and you can get, you know, information and your word and all that stuff out there. So when you explain it, and I know you've said it a bunch of times, you're a real humble guy, Pooch. And, you know, you've said it a bunch of times where, you know, hey, I'm really honored to be with this, and, you know, I'm happy and blessed to do this and that with you guys. It goes both ways. But why don't you explain, and you don't have to use anybody's specific names right now, right, on air. But why don't you explain the power of the podcast and how it can affect a guy like you?
Wow. This podcast is truly let me facilitate the dream of not having to cook anymore. And I really would love to bless other people with that opportunity. You know, last time you told me, it was like, whoa, we've broke 2 million downloads. I mean, sometimes I have to pinch myself. Hey, Jeff, you didn't even know, huh? I walk into town to tell you all the stats and things that you need to know.
How did you know? Did you see my face of shock?
Yes. But we broke 2 million downloads. I love the fact that I am able to sit at this table and include myself in on this. But y'all broke 2 million downloads. So people are listening, and people all over the world are listening. My mouth drops when I see the statistics and where the countries are and who they and it really, who it is. And it's you know, you can listen to other podcasts for food, and I 100% respect all these people and all these other, you know, outlets doing this, these media outlets doing it, but they're still kind of doing it from a, I don't want to say pay to play kind of perspective, but it's just kind of still done. It's a major food network, but via a microphone and a computer. It's not industry people talking about the industry, loving the industry, you know, camaraderie, and it's all of the above. I feel like I'm in a kitchen and we just completed a huge service. When I see those numbers, you know, like, oh, we broke 500 covers tonight. Well, that's when I feel when I hear 2 million downloads. You know, it's
actually
2.18 million.
He just showed
me. Well, who's counting? You know, who's
counting? Hold on. Silence. Here's the situation.
Right here.
Yeah. A couple of things real fast. Number one, I didn't break the news on that. He asked me, so I told him. Pooch did. But
so we have to ask you?
No. Hear me out. I have a reasoning for this.
Okay.
And that is, we are there, and we have arrived. And while it's really awesome, it's amazing to be, hey, we hit this number, 2 million plus, whatever. We're there, man. We can act like we're there now because we've arrived in terms of that sort of distribution. Obviously, there's other podcasts who, you know, eclipse us by, a bajillion. Leaps
abound,
yeah. You know? But in our category and with what we're doing, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't really want to focus too much on what that number is. It's one thing if we're talking to a prospective
client,
you know, sponsor or vendor partner or something like that, a brand or whatever. And we're going to give that information out, right? But like just to be on air talking about it, I almost feel like it's a little, I don't want to say pompous. It's a little bit much. I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to put it out there with that vibe.
But the shock and awe factor of it is It's pretty cool. And you can also say thanks to all the listeners that do download us and support us.
Thank you.
And that's huge.
Yes.
You know, we're making a difference.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
You know, we're all servant leaders. You know, the term, I've never heard that term ever brought up until Carl brought it up, but we are. And, you know, you guys got here from lifting up other people and embracing people to be a part of a family. And now we've kind of, as we've rounded this out, I feel like it's time to bring other people up. You know, next time we bring somebody else in and let them showcase their talents in their humility as how they are, you know, servant leaders as well. You know, next time we'll be like, man, it's 3 million downloads. You know, it's allowing other people who are champions in their own right, who are brilliant people in their own right, who, you know, everyone we talk to, everyone who's in this conglomerate, whether it be people in other countries, all of the above, you know, Chef Frederick, you know, all kinds of, what's that?
He's a trip.
He's fun. John McFadden, you know, everybody from Chef Jean-Paul, you know, everybody is a character in themselves, but they deserve to be winners, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people put their time and heart and career into this industry and get burnt out because maybe they just don't look good enough or they don't have that smile or they don't have those things that all these Hollywood glamorous posh bologna sandwich stuff that everyone wants you to be. But guess what? Via podcast, you can just be yourself. Nobody's really looking at pictures other than the food pictures. Kudos to John. But, you know, so you can truly be yourself and people can, you know, be endeared to you via that and your passion and let your passion be spoken through your words rather than showiness or flashy haircuts, fancy chef jackets or whatever it may be. You know, it's real, and that's why I love it. And I can't wait to show other people how to, you know, get what they deserve, you know, and not in a bad way. You're going to get what you deserve. Get what you actually deserve, what you worked hard for, and what fuels that passion and brings passion back. You know, when, you know, listening to John McFadden talk and even, you know, everybody talk. I mean, it's just so cool to see their passion come alive. And it reminds me of when I was 17 saying, do I really want to be a chef? Screw it. I'm just going to do it. You know, it's because of what I love to do. And I'm having that, you know, resurgence now. If just a new path. But at the same time, just the fire in me and the drive in me now is almost feels like it's more than ever.
Right.
You know? And, thank y'all. Really.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it goes to show like the community we're talking about. And we just did it recently. We had a chef friend of ours in Orlando that lost a position and was looking for work. And we are trying to help him facilitate getting a job. It goes whatever we can do to help the community out. I think you guys don't realize the biggest area that this podcast actually helps out is the people that reach out to us about the mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely just mind blowing. In the last week, I've had 7 to 10 people reach out for some of the stuff that I posted on the TikTok, some of the stuff we posted on our social media. I'm amazed every day at people that, you know, don't realize that, hey, there's an opportunity for me to feel like I'm not alone. And that's what we do day in and day out. And we do it around what? A table and food. Nothing better than that.
No.
No.
Bourbon or something. No, yeah.
Bacon.
You know, bacon, and, you know, you took pride in back in the day, or I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure I can speak for many, many chefs out there listening. But anyone in the industry, you took pride in making sales goals or having amount of, you know, beating the record from the Friday before on amount of covers, or, you know, all these little things that you took pride in to drive you to the next week, to the next day, to get you past that shift. Whatever you had to do in your brain to get you, you know, to the next level. Or the next day, what have you, especially when you were dealing with mental, you know, mental health issues, but you were always doing that for someone else. They really, that's who won, you know, whether it be the restaurateur, whether it be, you know, the broadliner that's saying you need to make these sales, whether it be anything like that. And now this format is giving you the opportunity, give everyone the opportunity to do it for themselves.
I've had people, you know, when they ask, like, hey, so, like, sponsors, potential sponsors, the question is, well, who's your audience, you know? And I'm like, well, tons of industry, food industry folks. And that goes from, like, literally from the hotel, the restaurant, the kitchen, front of the house, the sales, you know, side, meaning distributors and brands. And everybody's so basically foodies and people from the industry. It's like everybody. You know, this is while it's a niche, it's a pretty broad niche because everybody eats and most everybody really enjoys food. Not everybody, you know, there's some weirdos out there. Fine, so be it. We love you. You know, it's an open big tent policy here. Everybody's allowed.
It's a circus. Actually, the circus totally was circus. Closed. That's why everyone goes to the restaurant industry.
Yeah, true story.
LJ.
Right.
A little shout out for him.
Yeah, I love that guy. That's Clink, right?
Yeah. Remember his shirt? I think it says, I'm a restaurant guy because the circus was closed. I'm a restaurant freak because the circus was closed.
Correct.
That's what it was.
So it's a large swath of people who listen, a variety of different individuals. And I think that's the cool part. And social media is fun. You know, like, it's amazing how there's, you take your Instagrams and your Facebooks and your TikToks and YouTube and all these different platforms. But hold on, don't you dare. And these platforms. But if, you know, when we publish, you know, our main, you know, podcast platforms are Apple and Spotify. And it's a whole different genre. It's a whole different people. I don't know how that works, but in the end, we're getting tons of activity on the podcast. We push the podcast each week out onto the social media, right? All those different platforms. And it's amazing of the people that you meet who somehow hear your stuff and the things that they say, and or they happen to know, you know, the guest who happened to be on one of the episodes or whatever. It's such an amazing feeling that we're, you know, that people actually are listening to what we're talking about.
We have no idea that they're listening to us because nobody responds. Like, there's not a chat forum that, you know, hey, that's a great show.
We're talking about you, Saracen. Okay?
Yeah, Keith.
I don't even know if you're a real person.
Love you, Keith.
I told Keith that story, by the way. That you don't think it's a real story.
You know what's crazy, though? I was just about to say, like, you know, when you see, you know, when you showed me the other day, and it's like India, you know, 100,000 listeners in India, and it's just like, I mean,
Do you know it's 85? We're in 85 countries. 85 freaking countries. And 1,500 cities here in the U.S., something like that. It's amazing.
It's mind blowing.
I pinch myself, guys. I mean, is this a dream? Because it's just a dream come true. I mean, literally, it is.
Is this Word Up magazine? That's all I want to know.
Here's what's really messed up is it's how fate put us all together. So you and I got put together because, may she rest her soul, Coco.
Yeah.
And that was July of last, or 20, whatever, 22, 22.
Year and a half.
Yeah. And then I was in Louisiana, New Orleans for the ACF event, and we were at Manisha's place for that pop-up with Keith Saracen, who, by the way, he saw Keith, so he knows he's a real person.
He is a real guy. Hell of a chef. Really good guy. Yeah. Love him.
Keith but, doesn't exist.
But that's how we, because you ended up at the same bar, and then Fiona introduced us. Mm-hmm. Fiona Espinosa. By the way, thanks for the coffee. What I was going to say about you is,
Fiona.
What I was going to say about when I was about to interrupt you about social media, that's a behind the scenes that needs to be taped, by the way. And the reason why I say that is you have three guys, generally speaking, four guys, that are sitting there trying to figure out social media that they're in their 50s. It doesn't work out too well.
Don't include me in that because I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Patrick Kelly, you want to chime in on that one, buddy?
Patrick is great with the LinkedIn.
15,000 followers.
He's a LinkedIn master.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I maneuver just totally fine.
Well, that's because he helped you.
On LinkedIn. I already had a following and whatever we had going on with the other stuff. Listen, Patrick. He's a tall guy, you know, one of these Irish guys, you know what I mean? Cool cat, and he's a LinkedIn master. Now, you got to give Carl some props. I did really well with the Facebooks and all that stuff, right?
Back you up. You do.
The Facebook, by the way. Yeah.
Is that what you call it now? The?
Yeah. You space? Now that I'm 50, it's the Facebook.
So I just got this from the guys from the butcher shop.
Okay.
It's tuna loin. Oh. So so that's one of the dishes is going to be grade one. Sushi.
Yeah. Check out the porch, people in Orlando, the porch and go eat at their restaurant for crying out loud. They do amazing stuff.
And then just save some room for the 20th of April.
Yes. Yes. Is somebody working on the, like a invitation perhaps, or a sales sheet of some sort, like to put out there, like a thing. We're both side eyeing John.
John has no idea. Did you tell John?
You said you were going to tell John.
I talked to John. I didn't tell him I was going to tell him to put the sheet together. I don't tell John what to do. You what do. What the
hell? Yeah, but you're the one working on this thing with the gang.
I know. I showed him the menu. He's got the menu. I just sent it to him today. We were going to talk today because there's a lot of things we need to talk about in the background.
Oh my goodness. See, people, it's just like any other business, you know.
We just point the finger at each other.
Yeah, it's
we're serving leaders, but we hate each other. At the same time.
There's so much hate, but in a lovable way. I tell you.
If I can say something to
no, you're done. Shut up. I'm kidding.
I'll start walking back to normal. This time I'm on walk.
It's a long road. Okay? Get the hell out of here.
But you know, I want to tell this to everybody who's out there listening. That you know that you know times are rough. The economy's bad. Recession, whatever, shrinkflation, inflation, whatever term you want to hear on the news, wherever you want to hear it. But at the end of the day, you know, generosity goes a long way in doing what you don't feel like doing. And I know that sounds like a cliche as well, but, you know, I didn't feel like going to that dinner that night, you know, and I was coerced to going into that dinner. And at the same time,
which dinner?
The Taza, the Manishan.
Where you guys met.
Pop-up. Where we met. Yeah, I didn't feel like going to that. I was just like,
that's where the bromance started.
Yeah, I love this guy. But, you know, but I didn't feel like going to that. But then I realized if I was going to go to that, I brought, you know, I was like, well, I need to get a good bottle of scotch for each one of these chefs, you know, and that fostered the relationship with Keith now. That fostered the relationship with Manish. I knew Manish kind of, but I didn't really know him that well. Now there's two people that I can call at any time. Yeah, I still owe you a bottle of scotch, buddy.
I'm looking at you. And you felt it. I'm staring, and I'm like, well, you know, wait, scotch? What are we talking about?
We know somebody that has like Monat scotch.
There's five cases of Winter Haven, maybe that's a city. A good bourbon for you guys in New Orleans right now. I just couldn't carry it.
What the hell good is it doing there?
Well, come on and get it. That's my incentive for you guys to come to New Orleans and get it.
But then I gotta do all this like
schlepping. You know, I'm not a big drinker. But generosity goes a long way, guys. You know, doing what you don't feel like doing goes a long way. And it's gonna get you where you need to be. And the world is changing. It's changing right in front of our eyes. I feel like I sound like an old man, but it the world truly is changing. And everyone out there has an opportunity to do whatever they want to do and be in great situations. And you just have to control do what you don't want to do.
Sacrifice,
but push the envelope, go do things you never would want to do before. Cause you're going to meet people and people, you're going to have great experiences.
Go do competitions
and opportunity. Yeah. Opportunities present when you put in the work. Do you know what's funny? And I know a lot of salespeople can attest to this. Because it's a grueling thing, like cold calling. I enjoy cold calling, but not everybody does. But here's the deal. If you say to yourself, I want to go see, you know, 10 or 12, 15 cold calls in a day, let's say, And you hit 8 and you're like, oh man, I still got 2 more hours of this. I just want to cut out and go home. But you don't cut out and go home. And you, and all of a sudden you're pushing up on 5 o'clock, right? And you're like, oh man, I want to go. I just want to, you know what? I'm going to go have a cocktail instead of, you know. No, you don't do that. Make 1 or 2 more calls and you're going to get one. Mm-hmm. You put the, it's that last push. And it's always like some weird, crazy thing that happens at the end of the day in that 4:30, 5:30 hour where you actually get the opportunity with a potential client and they, and the door opens.
The laws of attraction are real.
It's real.
Manifestation is real.
It's a real thing. And obviously that's not going to happen every time, but I tell you what, it's bizarre how often that it does occur. You know, just one of those things.
Well, that's why NO is an acronym for next opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way you got to look at things. Like, and I tell people that, you know, especially the mental health calls I've been getting lately, it's the way we perceive things, the way we look at things. If we just change that and find one positive thing to find out of it, like, hey, you went out in 17 calls and nobody called you back. Guess what? That 18th one might be $1 million sale.
That's the one. And that's what I'm saying.
Never give up.
Exactly. You sacrifice, mm-hmm. which is what, you know, which is what Pooch is talking about.
You see what he just did to you?
I don't pay attention.
it was this though, just to let you know.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. John.
You know, that was JP did that to us.
Yes.
And that carried on for like a couple of weeks. Thank God it's done.
What happened? He won bacon in the World Food Championships. You know, so
how long did it take him to win though?
That's 10 years. 10 years. Wow.
Talk about not giving up.
Yeah.
10 years.
And he did it for the love. He just wanted to be there to be with friends and,
I'm
and
certain,
hang out.
I'm quite certain that it was him that touched my ass.
I'm 100% certain because I watched it.
PG-13.
I think you were with me and I said to you, I go, I think JP just goosed him. I think
he did. Because we're in the middle of a podcast.
It was.
And he walked by.
Yep.
I guess it was him. He was walking by, and I was like, whoa, what is this?
I think you were talking to the couple from the UAE, United Arab Emirates. It might have been that one. Because I remember I remember watching the monitor, and all of a sudden, I think you were on, so you didn't. You kind of saw it because it was like in your vision, but I was watching the monitor, and I went, oh, he just goosed him.
I love him. He's a good dude.
Yeah, what a good guy. The epitome of a good guy. An epitome of a guy who sacrifices and does it for the love of doing it. And now he finally won.
For the love of the bacon.
Kiwi.
Yeah. I like the bacon. Wow. All
right. Still never forget a 25-minute, what is it, half an hour drive that was
to really go two blocks. To be 2 miles.
Oh, okay. I don't wanna go there. Yeah, it was life.
If anyone out there wants to experience these antics with us next year in Indianapolis, please come. Is it this year? It's 2024. Yeah,
it's in Indy, but we already have one person that reached out to us on both of us. Remember on Instagram. If you need anything while you're in Indy, I live here.
Yeah, for sure.
My ACF wife, Suzanne, already reached out. It's whatever you guys need.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
All right, Pooch. What do you got coming up next?
I am working.
Walking back.
Yeah, walking back. So aside from trying to hydrate right now, so that 13-day walk back. But
brings the song, I Walk 500 Miles, to a whole new meaning.
And walk 500 more.
Yeah, that's right.
But I lots of stuff going on. Things I really can't talk about. I don't mean to seem so mysterious, but, helping a lot of people create brands.
But you can't because you're under a non-disclosure agreement. I just want to make sure that's why.
And it's not really me. We, as Walk and Talk, right, are facilitating these things for everybody. And so we are kind of under a non-disclosure, but I specifically am, but what I am doing right now is encouraging everyone to hit us up, send us an email, DM, whatever it is. And we'd love to help you get where we are. If you're a legitimate person, if you have passion, if you love this industry, there's not a dead end. There's no, there's ways to go to make sure that you can live your dream and your passions. And I'm a true testament to that via this podcast. And let's go. I mean, the world is a big place.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm really glad you came.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to speak for these two, especially John. very happy that you came out and got to experience an in-house session.
I'm glad he came because he cooked something.
I know.
And it wasn't just me.
It wasn't just you. All right. So listen, everybody, stay tuned for some information on this 420 Crave Farmers Craveable Dinner event that's coming up in Orlando. Man, it's going to be great.
God, April's really shaping up to be a busy month.
April.
April 20th. I might have to come to town.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, I got the 19th. We have the 20th. Uh-huh. We have the 28th. We might have the 10th and 11th in Miami now that we just found out about. Oh, wink, man. Wink. Side, side. Yeah. Nudge, nudge.
Come here, come here, come here. Get out of here. Yeah, we're going to be, we're doing lots of stuff. People, pay attention because things are happening and moves are being made. All right, Jeff. John, Pooch Baby,
hey.
Appreciate you all. We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.